We will have the Hall of Fame induction ceremony for our 1971 Boys State Championship basketball team in our archives as a separate entry. We now join the WPGW simulcast immediately after the ceremony with Rob Weaver and Dave Kalp talking about the team.
So were you down at St. John's, Dave, when that
happened? I was. I was 4 years old. I remember being down there. In fact, my sister Joni dated Ed Snyder at the time. So I remember Ed being at our house a lot and playing ball with me and playing basketball. We had a lot of fun and always thought very much of him. And I don't remember the game. I don't remember that at all. I don't remember the game. I remember we won. But that's about it.
Yeah. Well, at four.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. We're hoping to get Ed Snyder up here in a moment and just kind of reminisce as we'll have a little bit of extra time between now and the start of the varsity game here this evening at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Fort Loramie and Fort Recovery coming up here on WPGW 100.9 on your FM dial. We do remind you, if you've tuned in for the Jay County girls game, that's being heard at 105.3 FM tonight. Again, you can hear the Jay County girls playing their last home game of the year. They're currently 17-3 on the season. They are hosting Southern Wells this evening. And once again, that's at 105.3 FM. And do we have a final?
We do. Bengals beat the Tennessee Titans 19-16. What a huge win for Bengals fans, you know? That's awesome.
Well, congratulations to the Cincinnati Bengals. After going 30 years without winning a playoff game, they've won two in a row now.
Now they're in the AFC Championship game. That's pretty awesome, man. They got to be fired up. And, you know, tonight, it's been Redskin week. Last time we played the Sandra Redskins, they came into the Fortside Fieldhouse. The Indians come out with a nice 13-point win against them last night. I think it was a little surprising win. I think maybe for our fans a little bit. We know we have the skills and the talent, but we came out and played a different defense and really rattled the St. Henry Redskins. Tonight, we take on the Fort Loramie Redskins. And both teams come in here with 9 wins, so somebody's going to go home tonight with double-digit victories. They come in at 9-6. Indians are 9-4. They're 3-2 in the MAC. And they're coming off of a tough win last night. They won 51-49 over the Anna Rockets. So both teams won last night, and I look for a good game. Fort Loramie's always solid, Rob.
Yes, they are. Well, so far it's been a good day for the varsity teams. Fort Recovery's varsity Lady Indians won today 50-23 over Franklin Monroe. And Fort Recovery led 14-4 at the first quarter, 24-14 at halftime, led 39-21 after three, and the final was 50-23. Fort Recovery's second win in a row after kind of a long dry spell there, and they're 4-13 now.
Yeah, they won a couple this week. Beat the Redskins, Lady Redskins, and then getting Franklin Monroe, they got to be fired up.
Mara Pearson had 13 to lead the way. Kennedy Mollenkamp with 9. 7 for Callie Wendell. 6 for Carly Niekamp. 5 for Grace Guggenbiller. 4 for Kenzie Garkey. And 3 apiece for Alexis Wendell and Maddie Guggenbiller. So, excellent balance.
Is Witt still out with her concussion?
Yes, she did not play today.
Yep.
She did not play today. She's still under concussion protocol. So, they hope to have her back for the Coldwater game this coming Thursday.
Okay.
So we'll see if that's going to happen or not.
Well, the Indians play Tuesday night also. They played down at Tri-Village, a makeup game that was canceled back in December. And I know Fort Recovery Radio is not going to be there because they can't get a signal. Are you going to?
We can't be there either. We had another commitment also.
Tuesday night also. So that game will not be broadcast. So you're going to have to get down to Tri-Village to watch the Indians try to take on a state-ranked Tri-Village team.
Yeah, sometimes the Tiger broadcasts those games. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, out of
95-7, I think.
Yeah, whatever it is, WTGR. So
WTGR,
you might try them, see if you can catch them. We'll be back in a moment here at the Fortside Fieldhouse right after we pause for this.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Covering Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortCoveringInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Chance to talk with Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, prior to the game tonight. And here is that interview.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio, it's Fort Recovery tangling with Fort Loramie tonight. Jim Melton is with us, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. And first of all, Jim, congratulations on a really nice win last night against St. Henry.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. The kids played hard and executed the game plan to a T for us.
Why don't you talk about the game last night a bit? Tell us how it progressed, and some of the keys for the win.
Yeah, we come out in one of our zone packages and defensively, and I think it threw St. Henry off. They weren't expecting that, and you know we got some big time minutes off from our bench guys and Caleb Beavers and Troy Hillman and Daniel Patch just rebounded like he had nine boards, and you know Logan Homan had two big offensive boards in the first half. And you know, you can't speak enough about what you know. Kale and Owen had a big night last night. I think it was his career high for him. And you know, just the total team effort. You know, Landon Post does a nice job of getting us in what we want to run, and just really proud of how the guys executed our game plan.
Owen with, you mentioned Owen's career high, 25 points in the game last night. Any key turning points for you last night?
Well, I thought Troy Homan hit a big three. You know, I think we were up, what, nine or something like that at halftime. But I thought there was a moment where we scored back-to-back and Troy Homan hit a big three for us there in the third quarter. And kind of you could just feel the momentum in our crowd and, you know, our bench and, you know, our staff and just everybody. And I thought that was a big bucket at that time.
Well, tonight's a special night, bringing back the state champions of 1971. Always nice to recognize state champions. We couldn't do it a year ago because of COVID-19, and they're here tonight. Most of the team members are here. It's just a real special occasion. Going to be a big crowd for you.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, our community comes out to support that group. They really laid the foundation, you know, for the. They left a legacy there for, you know, for the generations to come. For our basketball program, so we owe them a tremendous tribute tonight.
Well, talk about Fort Loramie. They've been tough in recent years. I expect tonight won't be any different.
No, Coach Britton, he does a nice job year in and year out, and it just seems like they just reload every year. They've got a, it's kind of a two-headed horse, not to, you know, disrespect any of the other guys on their team, but they kind of go as Caleb Maurer goes and Ty Ruhenkamp. Those two are their main two guys, and you know, they go as they go. If those, if they have kind of struggling nights, then you know, it's shown that they struggle a little bit. So those are their two main guys, and we you know, we recognize the rest of their guys too, but we've really got to pay attention to those two.
Everybody okay tonight, health wise and all that?
Yes, we're healthy. You know, knock on wood, we're healthy.
Okay, Jim. Well, hey, thanks for the conversation. We wish you the very best against a very fine opponent tonight.
Thank you.
That's Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll be back with more here at the Fortside Fieldhouse right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalf of Kalf Pharmacy, a locally owned health food pharmacy. When you're in need of a new pair of diabetic shoes, at Kalf Pharmacy, our pharmacists can measure and fit your feet so both shoes and inserts can be custom to you. Kalf Pharmacy carries Anodyne or Dr. Comfort diabetic shoes and are able to bill Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. So call Kalf Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 so we can help answer your questions or schedule a diabetic shoe fitting appointment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, preparations underway for the Fort Recovery Fort Loramie boys basketball game here this evening at the Fortside Fieldhouse. And joining us, sorry about that, joining us at this time is Ed Snyder, Ed, one of the members of the Fort Recovery 1971 state championship team, starting guard. You were under some pretty good pressure back in those days.
Yeah, I guess so. It sure was neat being able to reminisce about it. And, you know, we're going to have a reception later on. I'm looking forward to talking to the guys and see how they all remember and what they remember from way back then. It's been a long time now.
Well, talk about Coach Al Souter, a great guy indeed.
Oh, fantastic. What a role model. I got into coaching, and one of the reasons I got into coaching is because I had such a great coach and experience with him. And it's just fantastic. I love seeing Tom being here because I can just imagine the kind of coach that he is, because I'm sure he's just exactly as his dad was, and just a fantastic, knowledgeable guy that was a great leader for our program.
Well, back in those days, you didn't have this nice Fortside Fieldhouse to play basketball games in, so tell us how the season went along and where you played.
Well, you know, we didn't play many home games, true home games. We played a lot of games on neutral courts because we had such a good following, and we wanted to get as many fans to be able to see the game. So we only played a couple of games in that old gym that we had. The rest of them we moved to neutral locations so that we could play. I think that was a value to us when it came to the tournament, because not only did we play a number of those games in Salina Fieldhouse where we had both the sectional and the district tournament, but we also were able to play games in big floors and neutral sites against really, really good teams. And that prepares you for the tournament, if anything does.
So where did you, quote, play your most of your home games that year?
Well, actually, it was the old gym, which is now the athletic complex with the weightlifting room and the conditioning rooms that they have. But we actually only played two what you would call home games in that old gym. We played a number of gyms in gyms like St. Henry. We played in Bern when we played against Bryant, and then we played the return match against in St. Henry. So, we, you know, wherever there was a gym, we played some gyms even, or some games even in Minster's gym, because it was, could handle more fans than we could at the old gym.
You think it's a fair statement to say that team built this field house we're in right now?
Well, I think it's a lot of players before us as well as us, and then even some in the couple of years after us, because we were on quite a run at that particular time. We were shown the way in 67 and 69, and those teams were both capable and may have won states if it hadn't been for the fact that at one time there were only two classes at that time. We were the first year that Ohio went to three classes of basketball, so that made it a little more manageable to make it through that tournament run. So, yeah, if you talk about the players that came before us after Coach Sauter had some difficult years to begin with and turned the program around until those certainly after us, yeah, I think maybe that is a good chance for people to follow the team and be willing to support a project. And this has been a good place to watch basketball, I'll tell you that. I've seen a lot of good games here.
Absolutely. We're talking to Ed Snyder, starting guard for the 1971 state championship Fort Recovery Indian boys basketball team. And how about just a few memories of some of the games that year, maybe regular season and tournament games?
Well, we lost to Bryan on the last second shot, and we're able to avenge that later on by beating them by 10. Of course, I guess you remember the ones that kind of motivate you the most. We also lost our last regular season game against Versailles, but was able to get the momentum back in the tournament. But our district tournament against New Knoxville and St. Henry, they were excellent teams. And then the two-point win in Clinton Massey in the regional semifinal, and then the upset of Sidney Lehman, those were certainly big ones. And of course, when you go to St. John Arena and get to play against a good team like Convoy Crestview and Marion Pleasant, who was really, really a scary team, and be able to come out on top, those are certainly highlights also.
Well, Ed, thanks for stopping by. Always great to see you. I know you're residing elsewhere these days.
Yeah, we live in Sydney now, doing a lot of babysitting for the grandkids. That's where both of my kids that are married live, in that area, and so we're able to do that. But I have fond memories of Fort Recovery. Not only my years as being a player, but as being a fan after that, and being the principal here, and I've always enjoyed the coverage and the relationship we have with PGW Radio. That's been a good one, and certainly you're a big part of that, and we thank you for that.
Well, thanks, Ed. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, best to you. Ed Snyder, again, one of the members of the Fort Recovery State Championship basketball team from 1971. We're about ready to have our national anthem here this evening. I don't know if we're going to have somebody special sing that tonight or not. We'll see here. I don't see anybody going up around that location. So we'll just, whatever they do for the national anthem, we'll just have it here.
For tonight's basketball matchup between the visiting Fort Laramie Redskins and your own Fort Recovery Indians. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a country with freedom like no other. To honor that freedom and those who sacrificed for it, please rise, remove your caps, and sing along with the playing of our national anthem. Performed tonight by the Fort Recovery High School Pep Band under the direction of Mr. Reed Knuth.
Thank
you. We'd like to introduce tonight's officials, Mark Hemminger, Matt Hemminger, and Chris Ewald. Welcome to Fort Recovery, gentlemen. Now we'd like to introduce the cheerleaders for this evening's contest. First, for the visiting Fort Laramie Redskins, Sierra Blumenstock, Riley Clooney,
got background music,
Lily Eilerman, Jessica Jessica Fiskelta. The Redskins are coached by Whitney King. And now for your own Fort Recovery Indian cheerleaders, Abby Francis, Chloe Sutton, Anna Weigel, Kaylin Overman, Lydia Brunswick, Mackenzie Kaffenberger, and Megan Evers. The Indian cheerleaders are coached by Courtney Rohr and Courtney West Curtis. And now, the starting lineups for both teams this evening. First up for the Redskins, 6 foot junior, number 11, Caleb Maurer. 6 foot senior, number 21, Ty Ruinkamp. 6'3 junior, number 23, Logan Eilerman. 5'10 junior, number 33, Aiden Werman. And 6'2 junior, number 44, Isaac Ratterman. The Redskins are coached by Corey Britton and assisted by Joe Imwally.
Principal doing the announcing there.
Getting everybody fired up.
Getting everybody fired up indeed. Fort Laramie, Fort Recovery. We hope you enjoyed the induction ceremony of the 1971 state champion boys basketball team here at Fort Recovery tonight. Very nice ceremony. Again, emceed by Connor Rammel. I'm Rob Weaver, along with Dave Kalp. Time for varsity basketball. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta would like to take this opportunity to wish the Fort Recovery Indians the best of luck in tonight's game with, again, the Fort Laramie Redskins. Go get them, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta. Dr. Banta's office is located on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Lori Ken and Chrissy Hart of the Fort Recovery community are members of Dr. Banta's staff. Dr. Banta would love to be your family's dentist. That's and the tap goes to Fort Recovery.
That's pretty impressive how you remember all that, to say that.
Yeah. Daniel Patch with the basketball. He'll pass over on the right side to Cale Rammel. Cale had, I think, 12 points last night.
Yeah, Cale had a great first half. They could not stop him. They were playing a man-to-man defense, and they just couldn't match up with him, and he dominated that first half.
Cale goes in, puts it up and in. Cale Rammel gets the first basket of the evening for the Indians as they now lead 2-0 here. Get that mark down here. Fort Laramie with the basketball now.
Indians going to go to the... Looks like we're playing like a diamond and two here.
Yeah, Fort Laramie confused by the defense.
Yeah, they're just standing out there saying, what in the world is this?
What's going on here?
Landon Post in Caleb Maurer's face.
Over on the right side it goes to Fort Laramie's Caleb Maurer. Maurer brings it back out between the circles. Passing over on the right wing. There's Aiden Werman with the ball. Down in the corner now. Back outside to Werman. Around the horn over on the left side. With the ball over there is Isaac Ratterman. Ratterman passes off. Here's Werman with the basketball. Logan Eilerman actually with the ball there. Now back on the left. And they're just having a hard time finding
a
shot.
Yeah, they've been down there. Absolutely. Our defense is just fabulous. Our crowd's like getting into it because our defense is playing so good. And been over a minute now. They work it inside and
got the basket. Logan Eilerman scores the basket. Looks like we've got Fort Recovery's Landon Post is shadowing one of the Redskins.
Caleb here. Maurer.
Yeah, all the time. So maybe we're playing I don't know what we're exactly
Boxing
playing.
Boxing one?
Yeah, it could be. Into Daniel Patch. He'll back it out. Welcome to those of you watching on the high school sports TV network. Glad to have you with us, as well as 100.9 on the FM dial, WPGW in Portland. Don't forget, the Jay County girls game is at 105.3 FM tonight. If you want to watch or want to listen to the Jay County girls game, 105.3 FM, that's 105.3. We're also on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight, of course, as usual as well. Here's Logan Homan, right side, turns, fires, hits. Not so sure Logan was all under control, but hey, it went in. That's what counts.
That's exactly right. He went in there and mowed his way in and come out with a couple buckets, a couple points.
Shots up and no good by Logan Eilerman, and Fort Recovery got the rebound. Here come the Indians. Cale Rammel back out by the timeline over to Landon Post. Post will fire over on the right to Logan Homan. Homan looks for a teammate. Back outside to Cale Rammel. Cale between the circles, dribbles the ball, stops, passes off to Logan Homan on the right. There's Landon Post on the wing, into Daniel Patch. Daniel dribbles back outside. Logan Homan back to Cale Rammel. Rammel tries to go to Judy, and he does. And Owen is going to be fouled on the play. Out of bounds to Fort Recovery. It's going to be whistled on Isaac Ratterman.
Well, we had our play set up, and Cale just didn't get a good pass to Owen for that open three, and credit the defense of Fort Laramie on that.
Here's Owen Judy tossing the ball in. He comes into Landon Post. Back on the left to Daniel Patch. Back outside, Cale Rammel. Rammel on the left to Daniel Patch. Fires and hits. A three-point basket.
Patsy hit a huge three last night, too, in the fourth quarter, and just kind of put another nail in the coffin against St. Henry.
Three-pointer for Daniel Patch. That makes a score now. 7-2. Right side it goes to Aiden Werman. Shots up, no good. Rebound Daniel Patch. Here's Cale Rammel to bring the ball up. Indians off to a good start tonight. 7-2 lead here. Owen Judy with the basketball. Center circle. Passes over on the right side to Logan Homan. Back out to Daniel Patch.
Yep.
There's a foul called on Fort Laramie.
There's a no-doubter. I saw him do it. Number 35. Lane Frilling coming in for the Redskins of Fort Laramie, and he just tried to push right through that pick. There's a no-doubter.
He's a 6'3 senior, so he's called for a foul. Owen Judy puts the ball back in play to Daniel Patch. Back to Judy. Over to Landon Post on the left. Landon looking, goes to Daniel Patch at the top of the key. Holds the ball, passes right side to Logan Homan. Logan tried to hit Cale Rammel down low, and the timing was just off there, and it went out of bounds. Turnover, Fort Recovery.
First turnover of the game goes to the Indians. They still hold a 5-point lead.
Boy, it's great to see a lot of familiar faces here tonight that we don't see a lot these days. And not only the 71 team, but a lot of fans came out to see this special ceremony tonight as well. Here's a drive. The ball is dropped and rebound back up and in by Logan Eilerman. Eilerman makes it 7-4. It's a three-point lead for Fort Recovery with the ball. First quarter is brought to you by Cal Pharmacy. Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Also Burn, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana. Your Health Mart pharmacies. That's Cal Pharmacy. Right side to Owen Judy. He'll come in, pop it up, and good. Owen Judy scoring.
Nice baseline move by Owen and give him his first 2 points of the night.
Jerry might be listening in tonight. If you are, Mr. Jerry, hey, too bad we can't be here, but glad to have you tuned in. Jerry and Lori out on the town tonight.
Yeah, very possible.
At the free throw line goes Aiden Worman for Fort Loramie. Worman eyes the basket, puts it up, and it's off the back of the rim. No good. Hey, don't forget, if you need handicapped medical equipment, depend on Cal Pharmacy's Handicapped Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. They have everything you need when it comes to handicapped medical equipment. This one's up and good. We do have a winter weather advisory for tonight, expecting 2 to 5 inches of snow starting after midnight tonight and going into the early afternoon tomorrow. So just advising you of that. Get your snow shovels ready. 9-5, Fort Recovery leads by 4. Kaya Rama will put it in play here. Goes to Daniel Patch. You got the city's plows ready to go?
I'm sure you got them ready to go.
Landon Post on the right side, back around the horn, down low to Kale Rammel. Kale back outside to Daniel Patch. Right side to Landon Post. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter of play. Back out to Logan Holman. Here's Daniel Patch. Down the left to Owen Judy. Owen had 25 last night.
Yeah, had a great night on the offensive end and defensive end. He played great defense.
Did he have a bunch of threes?
Not really. He just hit the, you know, I think he had a couple.
They tried to pass in to Kale Rammel. We lost the ball again. Turnover Indians. Here's a shot up and no good by Logan Eilerman. And there's the ball tipped out of bounds by, they say, nobody. Fort Recovery threw it away. It was intended for Owen Judy, and he just, I guess he just didn't see it coming.
Well, he put his hand out there, and then he pulled it back like they touched it, and the referees didn't see Fort Loramie touch it. Turnover number 3 here in the first quarter for the Indians.
Aiden Worman with the ball for the Redskins. Over on the left it goes. Back outside. There's a three-pointer. No good. Rebound, Kale Rammel. Lane Frilling missed the shot. Here's Fort Recovery with the ball in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Right side to Landon Post, down to Logan Holman. Holman has the ball kicked away, and they're going to call a foul on Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I believe number 35 there. Lane Frilling smacked him on the hand.
We do remind you that Fort Recovery's Cal Pharmacy and all the Cal Pharmacy locations have a weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis, so ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist to get you enrolled in their weekly prescription program. Kale Rammel puts it up no good, and he's fouled in the act of shooting.
Great inbounds play, the way they come around that and act like we're getting nervous, and we're just setting up for Kale to drive that baseline. We did the same thing last night. It worked perfectly against St. Henry.
He will have 2 shots here. Kale Rammel, number 22, at the free throw line. He puts it up and got it. Just a reminder, the Fort Recovery location of Cal Pharmacy is open extra hours during the weekdays, Monday through Thursday until 7 o'clock, Friday nights until 6. They're open on Saturday afternoons till 4 and Sundays until 3 for your convenience. This one's up and good also by Kale. He has 4 points to lead the team in scoring. It's 11-5. Nice balance for the Indians here in the first quarter. Have a minute to go in the quarter. There's a pass over to Eilerman. Now back over on the left side. 3-point shot is good. Ethan Kaiser scoring.
Another bench player, yeah.
Yeah, Fort Loramie off the bench. He got a 3-pointer there. It's now 11-8. Corey Holman's in the game for the Indians. He has the ball at the moment. moments talking to K.O. Rammel. Corey had a big three in the game last night. Bowman will hand off to K.O. Rammel. Rammel will take it to the center. 13 seconds. Left side it goes to Troy Homan. Homan looking, dribbles to the right, stopping. Moves down and stops. Passes back to Rammel. Three-pointer is no good at the horn. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. Fort Recovery with a lead of 11-8 over the Fort Loramie Redskins. 11-8, Indians on top. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Great folks, really friendly people to do business with, and they have quality pharmacist working for them. Outstanding business, Cal Pharmacy. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Bank. We take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Very nice crowd on hand tonight, not only because the Indians are doing well this year, playing well with a 9-4 record, but also the fans showing up tonight for the Hall of Fame induction of the 1971 state championship boys basketball team. Been some great folks inducted into the Hall of Fame over the years.
No, absolutely. I think a couple of those people, I might have been inducted individually.
Yes, I know they were. Fort Loramie with the basketball. Back out top. Over on the left side, there is Aiden Werman. Back on the right side it goes to Ethan Kaiser. Kaiser dribbling, wants to pass off. Goes out top at the center circle to Aiden Werman. Werman passes on the right to Kaiser. Ethan Kaiser dribbling the ball, now passing it off. Down in the corner it goes. Back out top.
Oh, it's traveling
on Kaiser.
Yep, left his feet.
Yeah, left his feet. Wanted to shoot the ball, and he was covered up, I think, maybe by Kale. Or maybe it was Caleb Evers. I don't know.
Shout out to Caleb Evers last night, 6 points. Some great minutes from him last night, and a couple of putbacks, and nice game by Caleb. I'm sure he'll remember that forever.
Troy Homan will bring the ball up. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor is K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. That's K&L Tractor Sales and Service. State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. Daniel Patch over to Owen Judy. Judy backs it up near the timeline. Passes right side to Caleb Evers. Evers looks. Passes off to Daniel Patch. Back outside to K.O. Rammel. On the left to Troy Homan. Homan dribbling the basketball. Circles around to the right side. Daniel Patch with it. Patch looking, and it's going to be timeout called by Fort Recovery. Indians call timeout.
We looked a little discombobulated on that offensive series, Rob.
Haven't scored yet in the quarter. 11-8, Indians leading here in the second quarter.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. All parts are discounted during this week. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 26th through the 29th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Back here once again. 11-8 score. Indians on top with the ball. Troy Homan will toss it in. Comes into Daniel Patch, way on the outside, over to K.O. Rammel on the right, off the lane. Passing to Owen Judy. Owen has not had many shots tonight.
Nope, made his only shot.
drove to the bucket, put one in for a layup.
Troy Holman to Caleb Evers. There's a foul on Fort Loramie. It'll be out of bounds to the Indians. This official here has done a lot of our games.
Yeah, we see him a lot. That's the 15th foul already here on the Fort Loramie. Indians only have one. And that's Owen Judy.
Troy Holman into Owen Judy. Owen dribbling the ball, stops, turns, fires, misses. Rebound comes down to Fort Loramie. Caleb Bauer with the ball. He'll pass back outside. Here's a drive in the lane. It's no good. Rebound K.O. Rammel as Ty Ruhenkamp missed that shot. Over on the left to Daniel Patch. Patch looks, goes to Rammel down low. K.O. goes inside and scores.
Wow.
And he hits the deck, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. Coach Corey Britton's not... doesn't quite agree with the official on that one.
Well, that was a tough shot to make for Kale, and he was behind the backboard, came back, and there was definitely a foul. And Brian Patch made a comment last night during the game, sometimes these officials wait to see if the shot goes in before they call that foul, which doesn't matter. He said that, you know, if it's a foul, it's a foul.
Kale Rammel hits the free throw, gets the three-point play, and he now has a total of seven on the night. Lucky seven.
Indians 3 of 3 from the free throw line, all Kale.
14-8. We've been the only one scoring in this quarter. We've only scored 3 points. Those three by Kale Rammel a moment ago. Out front is Caleb Maurer working against Landon Post. He'll fire and miss. And a foul's called on Fort Recovery underneath.
I think it's going to be on Caleb Evers.
Caleb Evers making some room underneath. Got a little bit too pushy. Here comes Logan Holman in the lineup, and Caleb Evers will go out.
Back in for the Indians, number 4, Logan Holman.
A big boy can make some space down there on Caleb can.
He can indeed. Out to Caleb Maurer for Fort Loramie. K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Second quarter. If you need service for your farm machinery, depend on K&L Tractor Sales and Service. They're outstanding technicians here in Fort Recovery. Outside, back on the left to Caleb Maurer. He'll hand off to Ty Ruhenkamp. Now it goes over here to Aiden Werman, now back on the left. Lob it inside to Caleb Maurer. It's loose, picked up by Fort Loramie. With the ball over there is Ty Ruhenkamp. Back outside it goes to Aiden Werman. Now on the right, there's Ryan Holscher, who's not been in the game much. And the ball's tipped and stolen by Logan Holman. And Owen Judy came up with the loose ball.
First turnover of the game so far here for the Redskins of Fort Loramie.
Really?
Yeah.
They've had a great four game then so far. 4:24 to go on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. Back out, there's Owen Judy. Yes, indeed. Owen Judy drills a three-pointer. And that gives the Indians a 17-8 lead. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this timeout, Fort Loramie.
Ever try to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Well, we had a commercial there for Fort Recovery Insurance. We certainly want to pass along our sympathy to the Hine family. Chuck Hine passing away on Wednesday suddenly. Longtime insurance agent here in Fort Recovery with Hine Insurance and Fort Recovery Insurance.
calling will be tomorrow, 2 to 7. And the service will be at Mary Help of Christians on Sunday, or on Monday, I should say, at 10:30 on Monday morning. Here's a shot by Fort Laramie. Good. Ryan Holscher scoring. Back in his younger days, I guess he was on the fire department for a while.
He sure was. He was a longtime volunteer fireman.
No good by Cale Ramel. Tapped around. I know he loved Fort Recovery, really supported the Fort Recovery community.
When he kind of retired there in the service agency was on the corner there at 49 by the grocery store, I know he was always out there directing traffic. If the whistle went off, he was always out there getting the fire trucks out of town and did anything he could.
Owen Judy on the left for the Indians. Back outside for recovery lead, 17-10. Defensive game so far. Here's Logan Holman scoring. Logan Holman got a pass from Cale Ramel, and Logan laid it in.
That could have been a hoop and harm on that one, too, Rob.
Here's an inside drive. No good by Fort Laramie. Ball's batted around. Picked up by the Redskins down in the corner. That was Logan Eilerman with it. He'll pass back outside. Over on the left it goes to Ryan Holscher. Holscher dribbling, and they got a foul inside on somebody. On Fort Recovery, I think. Yep. Landon Post. Landon Post picks up the foul. Great night here at Fort Recovery tonight. Fort Recovery Indians and the Fort Laramie Redskins on Hall of Fame night. So glad to be able to bring you this special occasion tonight on the radio on 100.9 FM and also on FortRecoveryRadio.com and on the high school TV network. Here's a three-pointer up and good by Caleb Maurer. That is his first basket of the evening.
Yeah, they set a pick play double screen to get him open, and he knocked it down.
19-13. Indians leading. Oh, Indians almost lost it. They did throw it away. Here comes Fort Laramie with the basketball. Back out front it is. Ty Ruhlenkamp. Now it goes over here to Ryan Holscher. There's a shot up and no good by Aiden Werman. Rebound comes to Logan Holman. Boy, I'm so glad Logan Holman decided to come out for basketball.
Oh, man, he's been a huge boost to this Indian squad.
And Daniel Patch, too. Neither one of them played basketball last year. Decided to come out this year. Daniel Patch out front with the ball. He'll pass to Cale Ramel behind the defense. He lays it in.
Great cut by Cale. Great pass by Daniel.
Daniel Patch, a nice assist on that one. Cale Ramel now with a total of 9 points on the night. Fort Laramie with the basketball back out front. Over on the right side. Back out top it goes to Ty Ruhlenkamp. He'll pass off in the corner. Corner shot is good. Three-point basket by Logan Eilerman.
Give him 7 on the night.
2 twos and a 3 for Eilerman. Inside, there's Logan Holman, and he is going to be called for an offensive foul.
Yeah, it could have been a little bit of acting there by the Redskins, but he did kind of come into him with a shoulder. And
now the officials giving the coach, Corey Britton, a hard time about coming out on the floor. Not Corey, but his assistant. Come on, play. Get him the basketball. Minor thing.
Patience, my friend. Patience.
Minor thing like that. Fort Laramie with the basketball. Out front with it is Ryan Holscher. He'll give it over to Aiden Werman. Werman now to Ty Ruhlenkamp. Over on the right side it goes. There's a wing shot. Good. Beautiful three-point basket by Caleb Maurer. 2 threes in a row for him.
Yeah, now we better go back to that face guarding because that young man can put it in the hole.
21-19. 2-point lead for Fort Recovery with 46 seconds to go. Troy Holman is in the game. We might play for the last shot here.
Yeah, it seems like it. I don't know if we are or not, but it sure does seem like we're facing here.
Nope, we are not. Here's Daniel Patch. He missed it. Rebound comes down to Fort Loramie. Here they come. Redskins up and no good. Rebound comes to Caleb Evers as Ty Ruhenkamp missed that shot. Now we still have time for one more shot. Owen Judy looks over to Coach Jim Melton, gets his instructions.
Wow, that was a crazy sequence. We thought we were going to take the last shot, and they got a shot, and now we got it again with the last shot.
Troy Homan with the ball. Homan dribbling. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Ball stolen by Fort Loramie, and the last second shot is no good, and that's the end of the half. 21-19, Fort Recovery scoring 10 points in that second quarter, and Fort Loramie scored 11 to cut the lead to 2 points, 21-19. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our very fine second quarter scoreboard sponsor. We do remind you they're your New Holland and Claus Farm Equipment dealer. Don't forget, they also have the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons, and look over their new endurance line of litter spreaders from BPI, all available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. Again, your case, your New Holland and once again, Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We'll return with the halftime stats coming your way in just a moment, right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp with Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The aches, the headaches, the stuffy noses, when you or your family are not feeling well, ask our caring Kapp Pharmacy pharmacists about the wide selection of over-the-counter medications, vitamins, and supplements we have at Kapp Pharmacy. Kapp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern in Union City, Indiana. So stop in or call Kapp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Had a chance to talk to Corey Britton before the game tonight, so I thought I'd sneak that interview in at this time. Here's Corey Britton, the head coach of the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Time we move over to Fort Loramie's side as we talk with Coach Corey Britton. And Corey, first of all, first time I've had a chance to talk to you. How about your basketball background? How long you been coaching, and what stops have you made?
This is year 8 here at Fort Loramie. I think this is year 11 overall. I've coached a little bit in Southeast Ohio at Eastern High School, and made 1 year stop at Riverside and DeGraff to coach the girls team, and I took the boys job here at Fort Loramie about 8 years ago.
And you've had a very nice run. Talk about some of your teams.
Yeah, we've had a lot of success. We've had a lot of talent over the 8 years. Had some really good basketball teams with some really good players. So I don't think that this is an exception this year. We like our group. We're getting better every day, and hopefully we can be one of those other good team in Fort Loramie history.
It helps when you coach kids that can put the ball in the hoop too, doesn't it?
It always helps. When it fits, everything looks good.
Absolutely. Again, Corey Britton is our guest, head coach of Fort Loramie. Well, you're here at Fort Recovery tonight. Talk about what the scouting book says about the Indians.
They're really good. They have one of the best 1-2 punches that we're going to face all year with the Judy and the Rammel kid. And got some athletes around that can shoot it and put the ball on the floor. So we're going to have our hands full. And if we don't play well, it's going to be a long night.
How about your team? Talk about them.
We're 9-6 this year. We played some really good teams. We're playing pretty well right now down the stretch. We won a big one in our league last night by beating Anna. Hopefully we can follow it up with another really good performance tonight.
How about your starting five? Not only tell us who those guys are going to be, but a little bit about each of those kids.
We'll start number 33, junior Aiden Warman at the point guard position. He's just a feisty kid, plays really well defensively, and is getting better offensively every game. He had a huge three-pointer last night late in the game to put us ahead. We'll start number 11, junior Caleb Meyer, or Maurer, excuse me, at the guard position. He's our leading scorer at about 14 a game. Really good player, skilled offensively, can really jump. He had a really nice dunk along the baseline last night. Then we'll start 21, Tyrone Camp at the other guard spot. He's our only senior starter. He's really came into his own here in about the last couple weeks. And then we'll start two more juniors, Isaac Roderman and Logan Eilerman at the post positions. And both of them do different things. Isaac's more physical, can bang and rebound. And Logan's starting to score for us a little bit more, shooting it at a pretty good clip.
Some talk about the shot clock coming into being in high school basketball. What are your thoughts about that?
Doesn't bother me one way or another, to be honest. You adapt with changes that are being made, and if they want to put a shot clock because they think it's better than the game, there's people that are brighter than I am to make that decision.
Okay, Corey. Hey, thanks for the conversation. Really appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Hey, thank you so much.
Corey Britton, head coach of the Fort Loramie Redskins, here tonight at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery to take on the Indians. We'll be back in just a moment.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
All righty, back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, and let's move over to Dave Kalp. Dave has our stats for the first half of this ball game, with Fort Recovery leads 21-19.
Yeah, like you said, Rob, the Indians with a two-point lead here at halftime. They were ahead at the end of the first quarter, 11-8, and then they got outscored by one here in the second quarter, 11-10. And, you know, I think the big thing the coach is going to talk about here during the halftime break is probably our five turnovers we had in the first half. A little bit of sloppy turnovers. I'm sure he wasn't too thrilled with that. Our defense was pretty solid there. Started out really good, and then we kind of lost track of Caleb Maurer. He knocked down a couple of trays there. We were ahead 21-13, and then Maurer hits back-to-back threes to make it a two-point game. For the Indians, they're being led by Cale Rammel. He's got 9. Owen Judy's picked up 5 points. Logan Homan's got 4, and Daniel Patch had a big 3. We are out-rebounding them 8-5. It's one of the things that we did last night very well. We dominated the boards last night against St. Henry Redskins. And tonight, again, we're ahead. Cale Rammel's leading us with 4 rebounds. For the Fort Loramie Redskins, they're being led by Logan Eilerman with 7 points. Caleb Maurer hit them late threes. He's got 6. Ethan Kaiser has 3. Ryan Holscher has 2. And Aiden Werman has 1. They are 1-for-2 from the free throw line. The Indians are 3-for-3. They definitely did a better job hanging on to the ball. I've only got them for 1 turnover so far in this ball game. So it's going to be a deal here who makes the best, you know, decisions here at halftime and what we change, and see once who comes out. I think we're looking at another close game here at the end, Rob, the way it looks.
It looks like that, that's for sure. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight is Cooper Farms. Don't forget, Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms. In this area, they're in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Van Wert, Coldwater, and Rossburg, Ohio. That's Cooper Farms. And don't forget to check out all their outstanding employment opportunities. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com. That's CooperFarmsJobs.com. That Fort Recovery band sounds really good every night.
Yeah, they're doing a great job tonight.
So it'll be Indians, I think, with the basketball to start the second half.
I believe you're correct. Come out, make a couple quick threes, get a little air here, and get a little bit of cushion.
That would be
nice. We had
a
cushion. Yeah, we had an 8-point cushion, and we had
a lot of close games this year. You know?
Oh man, I tell you what. Without a doubt.
Record of 9-4 right now for Fort Recovery. Logan Homan will get the pass from Cale Rammel to start the second half of play. Homan in the standing in the center circle. Passing on the right side to Daniel Patch. Patch will bounce pass down low to Cale Rammel. He got loose and scores. Cale Rammel.
Good set right there for the Indians. And no doubt where that ball was going the entire time.
Owen Judy again led the team last night with 25. Cale had 12. Tonight, Cale is leading the team. He has 11 at the moment. And Owen Judy has 5 points. And it's out of bounds off of, apparently, Fort Loramie.
No, I think it was out on Fort Recovery. They'll stay.
Oh, yeah. It is. It is going to be out of Fort Recovery.
I think Daniel just got a hand on it.
And they got a jump ball called as Daniel Patch reached in there and tied up Fort Loramie's Lane Frilling.
I'm not sure about that inbounds play there. He threw it into a triple coverage, and the young man just didn't have a prayer getting that ball up.
They're lucky they got a jump ball.
You betcha.
Pass comes in to Fort Loramie and tipped away, but got it back, missed the shot. Rebound Cale Rammel as Logan Eilerman missed that basket. And Logan... I should say Landon. Landon Post with the ball. Right side it goes to Logan Homan. Homan passes outside to Owen Judy. Right to Cale Rammel. Rammel cross-court pass to Landon Post. Landon wears number 0 on his uniform. Down low to Cale Rammel.
Take
back
that,
to Landon. And traveling call on Landon Post.
Yeah, he had an open... He could have spotted up and hit that three, knocked that three down. I want him to shoot that ball more. I really do.
Hey, congratulations to the Cincinnati Bengals and all the Bengal fans as they won over Tennessee tonight. This afternoon, actually, 19-16.
Man, I tell you what, their field goal kicker is fabulous. He kicked a 52-yarder to win it.
How much time was left at the end, was it?
I don't know. It was a walk-off, though. Packers are up 7-0 over the 49ers early in the game. We got to get this game wrapped up so I can go home and watch my Packers. Your Colts, I'm not even talking about the Colts.
No, I'm not either. I am not either.
All they had to do was beat Jacksonville. That's as far as we're
almost
going.
Makes me want to turn my season tickets in.
No, it don't. No, it don't.
Fort Loramie with the basketball underneath and coming back out with it. Is Ty Ruhenkamp. Ruhenkamp will dribble, goes to the baseline, and it's knocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery Logan Eilerman trying to find a shot in there, and he was just covered up.
Yeah, he was covered up by 6'7", Daniel Patch, and he just rolled off his fingers out of bounds.
Here comes the inbounds pass. Outside, Fort Loramie puts it in play. Here's Ty Ruhenkamp with it. It'll go on the right. To Lane Frilling. Lane Frilling will cross-court pass over here to Aiden Werman. Now out top, and the ball stripped away from Ty Ruhenkamp, but they say he was fouled on the play.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Landon. I don't know for sure.
So it will be out of bounds. Nope, it's going to be two shots.
Oh, they called it. He was shooting?
I don't. Yeah, I wonder about that one. Ty Ruhenkamp will go to the line with a shooting foul.
That's unbelievable.
Free throw's good. If you hear Dave Kalb say it's unbelievable, you know it had to be a bad call.
not real. I get pretty fired up.
Free throw is up and no good. In and out. Rebound comes to Daniel Patch. Daniel protects the ball, feeds it over to Troy Homan. Homan comes down across the timeline. Over to Daniel Patch. Troy Homan is only a sophomore, by the way. Moves his way to the right side, back to the left. Stops, feeds over to Owen Judy. Judy with the ball, right side to Daniel Patch. Underneath to Kale Rammel, and a foul is going to be called on Fort Loramie. That's going to be whistled on Caleb Maurer, which is only his first.
Kale's a hard matchup. If you're going to go man-to-man, you better have somebody down there with some height and some jumping ability, because he's a hard guy to handle one-on-one.
Troy Homan passes into Logan Homan. It's knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie's Lane Frilling. Unfortunately for us, Owen Judy is a senior, and Logan Homan's a senior.
Logan and Caleb.
Caleb Evers, a senior. Into Kale Rammel, who's a junior, and he scores. Beautiful shot by Kale Rammel.
That's a tough shot when nobody's guarding you.
It makes it 25-20. Indians on top by five here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Don't forget, if you'd like to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, they'd love to talk to you about that. To sell your corn to Cooper Farms, call 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. The number to call Cooper Farms to sell your corn, as Fort Loramie just turned the ball over.
Yep, only second one of the game. Great defense right there by number two, Owen Judy.
That's amazing. Two turnovers. How many do you have for the Indians?
Indians only have, they have five in the first half. We have not turned it over so far in the third quarter.
So excellent floor game by both teams. Here's Logan Homan to Daniel Patch. No shot there. Right side to Landon Post. Tries to get it in to Kale Rammel. They're going to call a foul on Fort Loramie.
Again, they don't have they just don't have anybody that can match up with him down there. And they tried to double team him there. And they still got the ball in. And they had to hold him.
That's going to be called on Aiden Werman of Fort Loramie here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Pass is knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie's Ethan Kaiser. 25-20.
Coach Melton wants that inbounds play to work again, and Landon's got to help sell it. Oh, there's a terrible throw.
Intercepted by Ty Ruhenkamp. Comes down, misses the shot. Rebound back up and good. Scoring on the play was Ethan Kaiser. It just amazes me. You got Fort Loramie, Minster, New Bremen, all in a row there.
Yep.
They all have their own high schools. All prosperous towns.
Yep.
Landon Post with the basketball back out front, and there's going to be a foul called on Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I think it's going to be. He was really hanging on to Daniel Patch.
Ethan Kaiser picks up the foul. That's number three on him. He's going to come out of the game, probably. Caleb Evers is going to come in for the fort, and Logan Homan's going to take a rest. There goes Ethan Kaiser. And coming in for him was Isaac Ratterman. Kale Rammel with the ball out front. Right side to Owen Judy. Pops the shot. Got it. All right, way to go, Owen. That's a three-point basket for Owen. That gives him 8 points on the night.
You cannot sleep on that. He was just kind of sitting there, and the defender kind of lulled to sleep, and Owen just jumped up over him and popped it.
He had no room at all, really.
No, he didn't.
Right side for Fort Loramie with the ball there is Logan Eilerman. He'll go down in the corner, back outside. In the middle. Now the ball is passed on the wing. Back out by the center circle to Aiden Werman. Werman will pass it off to Ryan Holscher. Holscher in the lane and blocked by Daniel Patch. And the foul is going to be called on Daniel. That is number one on him.
Yeah, Owen thought they were calling the foul on him, and not at all. It was on the big guy, Daniel Patch.
Yep. At the line is Ryan Holscher with two shots. He has 2 points on the night. First one's up and no good. He will have one more.
For Lamy, 2 of 5 from the free throw line.
This one's up and it is good. So Holscher gets 1 of 2. The score, let's get the score now, Dave.
Yeah, score is 28-23 for Scott Wendell over there. Hope he's got his earbuds in.
Fort Recovery leading 28-23.
Neil, I know you're listening over there, so you go up and tell Scott Wendell that the score is 28-23. Let him know I want him to know the score.
Cale Rambo will toss it in. 3:04 left to go here in the third quarter of play in the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Here comes the inbounds pass to Troy Homan. Homan dribbles across the timeline. Stopping, looking, passing to Daniel Patch. Troy Homan with the ball, moves to the right, stops, passes off to Cale Rammel. Rammel goes back to Daniel Patch. Back to Cale Rammel on the right, fires and misses. Rebound, Troy Homan, back up and
nice
in.
Nice job, Troy.
Troy Homan puts it in. That's his first basket of the evening. 30-23, 7-point lead for the Indians.
I don't think we can give the assist to Cale, though, can we?
Probably not.
Probably not. He won't get that. He might get it on my stat sheet.
Port Laramie working the ball around the perimeter here. They trail 30-23. With it is Ryan Holscher. He'll pass down in the right corner. Here's a drive to the basket. Isaac Ratterman with it. He'll pass back out to Maurer. Caleb Maurer goes inside. And it's blocked by Cale Rammel. Fort Laramie came down with the ball. A shot in there by Logan Ireman was blocked. And now here's Owen Judy getting called for a foul.
Yeah, that was kind of shaky right there.
They say he fouled Caleb Maurer.
Maurer got the free ball, came in, and kind of out of control on that shot. I thought Logan was pretty straight up, and foul was called.
That's only his second personal foul on Owen Judy. At the free throw line, it's up and good by Caleb Maurer. 30-24 is the score now. Maurer has 7 points on the evening. And one more. And it's also good.
Pretty good free throw stroke right there.
That bumps him up to 8 points.
Give him 8 for the game, yeah.
Owen Judy with the ball for the Indians. Down to 1:44 to go in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Don't forget, check out all the job opportunities at Cooper Farms by going to CooperFarmsJobs.com. CooperFarmsJobs.com. Outside to Cale Rammel. Cale looks at the bench to his coach, Jim Melton. Right side, Owen Judy. Judy dribbling the ball. Passing over on the left to Troy Homan. Homan now looking, and he lost the ball. Picked up by Fort Laramie. Down come the Redskins. No good, and a foul's going to be called on Logan Homan.
Troy. He went up.
Troy Homan instead of Logan.
Yeah, he lost the ball there, and he went down defending the layup and fouled. It's a good foul.
Holscher at the free throw line. He hits the first one. Again, this is Ryan Holscher. You're listening to WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana, 100.9 on your FM dial. Rob Weaver here along with Dave Kapp from the Portside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. This one's up and good. Got them both. You can also, you're also listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com. And some of you are watching on the high school television network. Fort Recovery and Fort Laramie, a great battle going on here. 30-27, down to a 3-point game. Indians with the basketball. Hale Rammel will come across the timeline. And he passes down low to Logan Holman. He'll put it up, misses. Tipped out of bounds by, they say, Caleb Bauer. I think we might have got a break on that one.
Well, I tell you what, they came out with that about three-quarter or maybe a third-quarter trap and got Kale in the trap, and he found an open Logan, and Logan just needed to go up strong and finish that.
Outside to Daniel Patch. Here is Logan Holman. Right side to Kale Rammel. Kale goes in the lane. He traveled but didn't get called for it. Passes to Daniel Patch, and Daniel lays it in.
Great cut by Daniel and great find by Kale. He was awful close to traveling if he didn't. You're exactly right.
5 points for Daniel Patch now. And he has good balance tonight. 32-27 lead. Fort Recovery up by five. Fort Loramie with the basketball. Back out front is Aiden Worman. They're going to take the last shot. 24 seconds left to go in the quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Again, Fort Recovery leading 32-27. Fort Loramie just holding the ball out by the timeline. Down to 6 seconds. Who's going to shoot?
Trying to get Maurer open, and they're not going to get a shot off.
Didn't get any
great
shot
defense
off.
Right there by the purple and white folks. And I can tell you right now, there's a couple guys here sitting in front of me not happy with that offensive sequence right there on that last second shot, and I don't blame them.
Tried to get a shot off, didn't get any shot off. They had the ball with 25 seconds to go and didn't get the shot off. That's the end of the third quarter, brought to you by Cooper Farms. In this area, you'll find Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Van Wert, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg, Ohio. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kauf of Kauf Pharmacy, a locally owned health care pharmacy. When you're in need of a new pair of diabetic shoes, at Kauf Pharmacy, our pharmacists can measure and fit your feet so both shoes and inserts can be custom to you. Kauf Pharmacy carries Anodyne or Dr. Comfort diabetic shoes and are able to bill Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. So call Kauf Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 so we can help answer your questions or schedule a diabetic shoe fitting appointment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, here we go, Dave, with this fourth and final quarter.
Yeah, I think we're going to see the Redskins build their pressure a little more on the defensive end. And there they go with a half-court trap. And going to be a timeout called by Coach Melton.
Fort Recovery calling a timeout.
Probably a good timeout right there. Could have been a turnover.
30-second timeout. We'll be back in a moment. Indians lead 32-27, just starting the fourth quarter.
Mark your calendars for Open House Week at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. Enjoy 15% off all filters for your Case IH and Kubota branded equipment. All parts are at least 10% off. There's refreshments every day and chances to win prizes. Please send your pre-orders so that we can have your order ready when you come in. Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery will be putting the ball in play here. Kale Rammel with the basketball for the Indians. Over on the left side to Daniel Patch. Patch looking. Now to Logan Holman. Holman on the right to Kale Rammel. Rammel passing to Owen Judy. Fires and no good. He missed the three-point shot. And out of bounds it goes. It's going to go to Fort Recovery.
That was off of Logan big time. That was off of Logan Holman's hand. But we'll take it. One thing I noticed, they have shot 8 free throws here in the third quarter. We have not shot any free throws in the second half.
That is a noticeable thing to look at.
Yeah.
Kale Rammel with the ball over to Landon Post. Landon will pass into
Daniel Patch back on the left to Logan Holman. Here's Owen Judy with the ball. Owen will pass over on the left to Landon Post. Looks for the shot. Can't find it. Passes back out to Logan Holman. Here's Kale Rammel with it. Rammel to Landon Post. Post dribbling the basketball out front. 7 minutes to go in the game. Fort Recovery leads 32-27. Daniel Patch out front. You know, for a big guy, Daniel does a lot of things very well.
No, without a doubt. That's going to stay with Fort.
That was tipped out of bounds. I believe it was Ty Ruhenkamp who knocked it out of bounds. So Fort Recovery gets it here. Landon Post will put it in play. Slaps the ball. He's having trouble. Gets it into Owen Judy. Turns, fires, and he misses. A little short. Rebound comes to Ruhenkamp. Over on the right side it goes. Back on the left. In the middle, shots fired up. No good. Rebound, Kale Rammel. Is missing the shot was Lane Frilling of Fort Loramie. And the Indians have the basketball.
Kale Rammel now with 7 rebounds, 13 points.
Landon Post out front in the center circle. Beating Logan Holman. Holman hands to Daniel Patch. Patch goes right side to Landon Post. Cross-court pass over to Owen Judy. Judy looking for some help. Passing over on the right to Daniel Patch. Back outside to Landon Post and timeout Fort Recovery.
Yeah, I can tell Coach Melton was not happy with our offensive set again, and he's going to go over some things and see if we can't pick up a bucket. This would be a good possession to pick up a bucket, only up 5.
6 minutes to go. It's 32-27. Indians lead by 5.
Fort Recovery is number 32.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Indians have the basketball. Landon Post with the ball across the timeline. Passing on the right to Daniel Patch. Inside to Caleb Evers. Get in there.
There you go. That's what he did last night. And that was a great cut by Caleb and a great finish by him also.
Caleb Evers puts the ball in the hole on the layup. Makes it 34-27. And I would bet you Coach Melton drew that one up just like that.
You bet he did. And I tell you what, that was a great timeout and a great finish by Caleb. Now let's knock this bad boy in, too.
Up and he does. A big three-point play for Caleb Evers. 35-27. That expands the lead to 8 points now. Fort Recovery on defense. Fort Loramie with the basketball here. Inside 6 minutes now. Shot from the right side's good. Logan Eilerman drills a 3. And now the official's going to call over Caleb Evers and also Ty Ruhenkamp and say, now, boys, let's be nice.
Well, his job was to keep him from scoring. He did.
Kale Rammel with the basketball. Across the timeline. Feeds off to Caleb Evers underneath, and he scores. Wow. Caleb Evers, the secret weapon. He scores again. Here's a shot blocked by Kale Rammel. Daniel Patch picks it up. Missed shot there by Lane Frilling of Fort Loramie. Indians lead by 7, 37-30. Landon Post with the ball, right side to Daniel Patch. Here's Owen Judy on the left to Landon Post. 5 points, last 5 by Caleb Evers.
Right side, there's Daniel Patch on a three. Does not go. Rebound comes down to Fort Loramie. Picking up the rebound was Logan Eilerman. Pass down in the corner on the far side. Back outside it goes. With the ball there is Lane Frilling. He'll pass it on. Ball tipped away by Caleb Evers. And he came up with the ball. They're going to call him for traveling. Going to call Caleb Evers for traveling. The crowd appreciates Caleb almost stealing the ball there for the Indians.
He was calling timeout, too. And coach was calling timeout. They didn't give it to him. Called him for traveling. Great play by Caleb. Working his tail off here this weekend. Having a weekend, my friend.
37-30 is the score. Left side it goes for Fort Loramie. Indians are on top here by 7. We're in the fourth quarter, 4:15 to go in the game. Outside with the ball. Ty Ruhenkamp stolen away by the Indians. Owen Judy over to K.O. Rammel. Rammel down across the timeline. Let's finish this night off with a happy win for the Indians.
Oh, this would be big. Indians looking to maybe take a little bit of air out of the ball, but Fort Loramie out there all the way playing defense.
Oh, almost thrown away. Rammel came up and saved it. Landon Post on the left side to Owen Judy. Back out to Kale Rammel in the center circle. Kale will dribble, stops, turns, fires. Does not go.
Rebound. But you got the rebound.
Caleb Evers no good. Rammel puts it up and in. Kale Rammel gets the rebound. What a game Caleb Evers is having here in the fourth quarter.
Hey, you ain't a kidding. I tell you what, he's had a spark of confidence here, and man, I can see that helping us the rest of the way.
Fort Loramie calls time. It's 39-30. The Indians on top by 9. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Mr. Kenny Canote, the voice of the K&L Tractor Sales and Service.
Well, I tell you what, Rob, if the Indians can pull off a double shot here this weekend, that was something that I would have been thrilled with a split and get both wins here, and I know I'm looking forward here, but we got a nine point lead, and it would be a huge weekend and a great boost.
Yeah, St. Henry and Fort Loramie in the same weekend. Here's a shot, and it's no good by Fort Loramie. Rebound. Kale Rammel missing that shot was Ethan Kaiser.
That's a foul right there. There you go. I was going to say, Coach Melton was like, dude, you got to call a foul.
And Caleb Bauer gets called for the foul, his third.
They're knowing they're going to have to put us to the line. And like I said earlier, we've only had one shot, and that was Caleb Evers. He knocked it down. The Indians 4-4 from the free throw line so far tonight.
Ryan Holscher comes in, and Aiden Werman goes out for Fort Loramie. Inbounds pass to Landon Post. 3:10 left to go in the game, and Indians are on top by 9 points, 39-30, over the Fort Loramie Redskins. Kale Rammel on the left side. Back to Landon Post in the center circle. Dribbling the ball. And he is fouled by Caleb Maurer. That's number 4 on him.
They're going to put him to the line. So they're going to see if Landon can score a point here tonight. And he goes to the line for a 1-1.
Maurer can't afford to foul anymore. He's got 4 now. They don't want to lose him.
Well, he's obviously was their hot hand. He had 6 there in the first half, and he's got 3 in the second.
Free throw's no good by Landon Post off the back of the rim. Rebound comes down to Fort Loramie. Right side it goes. With the ball there is Aiden Werman. He'll fire and miss, but he's fouled. Owen Judy called for a foul and a 3-point shot. So going to the line for 3 free throws here will be Aiden Werman. He's one out of two tonight from the free throw line. They're not going to call that a shooting foul? You've got to be kidding.
Oh, my God. How can that be?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm confused on that one big time. That's a double dribble.
Right side, shots fired up. Good. By Logan Eilerman.
Give him 13.
They ruled that foul was after the shot. My.
Yeah, that was crazy. There's a foul.
That's called on Ty Ruhenkamp, fouling K.O. Rammel. 39-33 the score.
Well, we got to make those free throws. That was a five-point swing. We didn't make our free throws. They go down, make a three. Cut it to six. Go. Missed another one. Oh, my goodness. Caleb Beavers with another rebound.
And it'll be timeout, Fort Recovery.
Wow. Caleb Beavers. What a game.
Timeout, Fort Recovery. We'll be back in a moment right after this. 2:16 to go in the game. It's Fort Recovery 39, Fort Loramie 33.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalf of Kalf Pharmacy, a locally owned health food pharmacy. When you're in need of a new pair of diabetic shoes, at Kalf Pharmacy, our pharmacists can measure and fit your feet so both shoes and inserts can be custom to you. Kalf Pharmacy carries Anodyne or Dr. Comfort diabetic shoes and are able to bill Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. So call Kalf Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 so we can help answer your questions or schedule a diabetic shoe fitting appointment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The Indians put the ball back in play now after the timeout. Owen Judy gets the inbounds pass. He still has the basketball, center circle. Cuts in towards the back, towards the lane, back out to Kale Rammel. Over to Owen Judy. Judy dribbling the ball again. Works his way in the lane, back outside to Landon Post, and there is a foul. You got to be careful.
Yeah,
foul on Logan Eilerman.
So they definitely are not going to foul Owen. They're not going to foul Kale. As soon as we throw it to somebody else, they're going to attack, and we're going to put Landon to the line.
They definitely attacked on that one.
Without a doubt.
That was almost an intentional foul. It obviously was, but they rarely rule that intentional.
Exactly. Knock him down here, Landon.
Landon Post at the line. Still looking for his first point of the night. Come on, guy. Up and good. He will have one more. Again, this is WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana. 100.9 on your FM dial. That one's no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Loramie. Ruhenkamp passes on the right. Drive is good, and a foul's on Fort Recovery. As Aiden Werman scoring his first field goal tonight. And he will be at the free throw line for one free throw here. Who'd they call that foul? Owen? Yep.
Yeah, it was his fourth.
1:46 to go. It's a five-point game. This could make it a four-point game. This game's not over.
I know.
Free throw is up, and it is good. Nice free throw there for Aiden Werman.
Give him four on the night.
Holscher comes back in for Fort Loramie. Whole court press, of course, here. Here we go with the Indians putting the ball in play. Kale having some trouble. Gets it into Landon Post. Landon double team, and he's fouled. Gets hit in the head. It'll be free throws coming for Landon Post.
Gotta make these.
Fort Loramie's tough team.
Well, they're not giving up, I can tell you that. They're only down four with a minute 40 to go. And they're thinking they're going to win this ball game. Indians just got to knock down some free throws, Rob.
Landon Post misses it.
He will have one more. 40-36, Fort Loramie will get the ball with a chance to cut it down to 2 points. Maybe even one. Let's see what happens here. Landon eyes the basket, and it is good.
Oh, my Lord.
Took a while to drop in there, but it finally did. 41-36, five-point game. Here's Fort Loramie with the ball. They need to score quickly. And the ball's tipped by Owen Judy. Back on the right side it goes to Ethan Kaiser. Back on the left, and the ball's tipped out of bounds by Fort Recovery.
Right now, Landon doing a great job again on Caleb Maurer. Just all over him.
There's a drive to the hoop up and good by Aiden Werman. Nobody picked him up. And Fort Loramie calls timeout. 41-38, down to a three-point game with 1:27 to go. We'll be back in just a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery trying to hang on here to a win. They're leading 41-38.
Yeah, we need more points than 41, I can tell you that, Rob.
What was the third quarter score?
At the end of the third quarter, it was 32-27.
Thank you. I knew you'd have that. Nice student body here tonight, rooting the Indians on. Here we go with the inbounds pass. Comes in to Wyatt Grover.
Draw Wyatt in to shoot free throws.
And
Landon's struggling a little bit at the line, so we bring Wyatt in and see how he does here. Free throws, charity stripe.
It's called on Logan Eilerman on the foul. And Wyatt Grover, cold off the bench, comes in to shoot free throws. See how Wyatt does here. First one's up and good.
Wow.
He'll have one more. I would say he must be one of the best free throw shooters we have.
Young man shoots a lot of free throws. I see him out in his driveway, and he knocks this bad boy down, and that's why you practice.
And that was no good.
Oh, it's going to be Indian ball. Nice job, Caleb Evers.
Off of Fort Loramie. So the Indians get a break there. Fort Loramie should have had the rebound. Wyatt Grover will toss it in. He just bangs it off of Fort Loramie. And they say that it came back in and hit Wyatt Grover standing out of bounds. So it'll be given back to Fort Loramie. Indians had the ball there. But they gave it up.
Yeah, Wyatt was a little nervous there throwing that ball in on the inbounds plays. I would have rather seen him not take the ball out and be the receiver, but that was the play the coach called for. And they're going to get Owen. They're going to get Owen for a foul, and he could be his fifth.
He is out of there. That's his fifth
foul. His hands were straight up.
Owen Judy gets called for his fifth foul. He's gone. Things are not going well here, Dave. 42-38. Fort Loramie trailing by four. They're at the line for two shots. Owen Judy just fouled out. 1:16 to go in the game. Stepping up is Ethan Kaiser for Fort Loramie. What's the deal here?
Well, taking him out of the game, he's got a little time to check somebody in. Looks like Wyatt Grover's going to come back in the game, and Troy Homan's coming in for Landon.
I didn't think they could bring subs in on the first free throw like that.
I don't know if that would be a technical thing because they had the technical round, but I thought the same thing. They have to wait till the first free throw is over.
Free throws up and no good off the back of the rim. They said it's two free throws. So he missed the first free throw.
This could bring it down to a three-point game. They called that a shooting foul. Here's one more. Ethan Kaiser puts it up, and he got that one. He got one of two. So that makes it a 42-39 game. Fort Loramie will be on full court press here. Fort Recovery has the ball. Leading by three. They have to go the whole distance here. Inbound pass to Daniel Patch. Fort Loramie does not need to foul here. Down it goes to Troy Holman. And he is fouled immediately. They don't need to foul.
Yeah, they're down three. I don't know what they're...
What are they doing?
Well, I know they want the ball back, but I think part of it is we're struggling from the free throw line.
Troy Holman at the line, and Troy's not your greatest free throw shooter. Sorry, Troy.
You got to remember, they were down nine when they started to foul, and now they're only down three, so that's on us, not making the free throws.
Come on, Troy. He's not been to the line tonight. Prove me wrong here, Troy. Troy steps up there at the free throw line to make it a four-point game, and it's up, and it is no good off the back of the rim. He will have one more. One more would be nice. Will give us a four-point lead.
Absolutely. We need to make this free throw. Otherwise, they come down, and we know they can make threes like nobody's business. So, got to make the free throws, folks.
Troy Holman puts it up, and it's good. One of two. Okay, Troy. That gives us a four-point lead. 43-39. 1:05 to go in the game. Fort Loramie with the basketball. Over on the right side, back outside. Three-point shot. It's short. Short. Way short. Rebound comes to Caleb Evers, and a foul is called on Fort Loramie. Caleb Evers got the rebound, and he will go to the free throw line. Caleb played a heck of a second half here for us.
Played a great weekend of basketball, and if he can knock down a couple of shots right here, it would be huge for him. It'd be huge for the Indians.
Two shots coming. We're in the double bonus. Caleb bounces the basketball, lets it fly, and it is good.
6 points now for Caleb. That's what he had last night.
It's now a five-point game.
Indians 9 of 13 from the free throw line.
One more would make it a six-point game. Come on, boy. Caleb bounces the basketball. He lets her fly, and it's no good. It rolls off the rim. Fort Loramie got the rebound. Underneath, it's loose, and Cale Rammel came up with the ball. Cale is going to be fouled.
Cale goes to the... And again,
they didn't really need to foul him.
Well, I agree with you 100%.
Especially Cale Rammel.
Well, he's going to knock him down. I hope he does. He missed one earlier in the game. But...
Got 15 points on the night. This one's up and
short.
Good.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a little short, but it had enough ump to get over the rim and down in there.
Give him 16 now in the game.
Hope you're enjoying the game, fans.
Big Cale's got a double-double.
This is up and good. Got them both. 46-39. Fort Recovery leads by 7. Fort Loramie with the ball, only 40 seconds left to go. Things looking better now for the Indians. Oh, almost lost by Caleb Maurer. Down to the corner it goes. Underneath, wide open, up and in. Ethan Kaiser was wide open, and he scores.
Look at Cale laughing. He got shoved big time going across the middle there. No foul called on that.
Makes it a five-point game now, 46-41. Timeout, Fort Loramie. 31 seconds to go. We'll be back.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. All parts are discounted during this week. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 26th through the 29th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Fort Recovery girls won today over over Franklin Monroe, 50-23 over Franklin Monroe. Fort Recovery was led by Mara Pearson with 13 and Kennedy Mollenkamp with 9.
Calvary this week. They beat St. Henry. And that was on Thursday, and then they beat Franklin Monroe today. So their record improves to 4-13 on the year. And they're playing much better. Whitley Ramble did not play today because of a concussion protocol. So she'll be back on Thursday against Coldwater. Here's Daniel Patch putting the ball in play. And a foul right off the bat before the ball was tossed in. Apparently on Fort Loramie.
I think it was on 21.
Nope.
Number 35.
Now, Coach Corey Britton is going to put a whole new five in here. I'm not sure I understand that. Up and no good by Cale Ramble. No, it's a bunch of his good guys back in, including Maurer comes back in. Free throw is no good by Cale Ramble. He'll have one more. This one's good. He got one or two. That gives him 17 points, 18 points on the day, I should say. Fort Loramie needs a basket quickly. Here's a shot. No good. Rebound, Cale Ramble. He has the ball. Passes off to Landon Post. Landon is...
Oh, that was a push.
And the ball is stolen by Fort Loramie. Why did they not call that foul?
Well, they did, didn't they? They called the foul on Cale underneath the bucket. Landon's getting murdered down here on the end. They're not calling that foul. He gets rid of the ball, and they intercept the ball over towards the bucket, which he threw it underneath the bucket, which is something you should never do. But he threw it underneath the bucket towards Cale. Cale had no choice but to foul.
At the free throw line for Fort Loramie is Ty Ruenkamp, and he hits the first one. He will have one more. This would cut it down to a four-point game. And still only 13 seconds left. We should have this in the bag.
I would hope so.
That one's good. He got them both. They needed them both. And Jim Melton calls timeout for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery 47, Fort Loramie 43, 13 seconds to go in the game.
Ever try to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Well, I hope you caught the Hall of Fame induction tonight, folks. A very nice Hall of Fame induction of the 1971 state champion boys basketball team. And if you didn't catch it, I know Neil Spencer will be putting it on his archives.
No doubt about it.
For you to listen to.
From the free throw line tonight. Having a good night at the free throw line. Indians actually 12 of 18. Not bad either. We're going to have a couple more chances here at the free throw line. No doubt about that, too. They got to foul now.
Yeah, Fort Loramie's going to foul immediately. Daniel Patch will toss the ball in here for
the
Indians.
Crazy setup. Everybody at half court.
Here comes the inbounds pass to Cale Ramble. Why aren't they not fouling?
They don't want to foul Cale. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. So time ran off. Half the time ran off.
So great job by Coach Melton for setting that play up to get Cale Ramble the ball. Cale comes in, gets it. Coach doesn't want to foul Cale because he's our leading scorer. But we want to get the ball to him. Now he goes to the line. Knock these babies down and put the final nail in the coffin.
That would absolutely be the final nail. It's a four-point game, 47-43. 7 seconds to go. Ramble puts it up, and he scores. Giving him 19, I think, on the night.
Sure does.
One more would be 20. Come on, Cale. We want that 2-0.
Cale with a double-double in the books.
Owen Judy has fouled out of the game. This one's no good off the back of the rim. He has 19. Down comes Fort Loramie. Three-point shot by Maurer. No good. Way off the mark, and that's the game. Sweet win for the Indians.
Absolutely.
48 for Fort Recovery. 43. is over at St. Henry and Fort Loramie, and the game is over. Fort Recovery wins 48-43. We'll wrap it up, have Coach Melton up after we pause for this.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, says Dave Kalp, getting his stats ready for us here. Fort Recovery wins 48-43. We did not win. We lost the reserve game to Fort Loramie, 39-29. In that reserve game, Fort Recovery was led by Reese Guggenmiller with 9, 6 apiece for Troy Homan and Alex Deuce, 4 for Rex Leverett, 2 for Wyatt Grover, and 1 for Ross Pearson. Again, the reserve score, 39-29, Fort Loramie winning. In the girls' game today, Fort Recovery, there was no JV game. Fort Recovery won the varsity game 50-23. They were led by Mara Pearson with 13, 9 for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Chipping in with 7 was Callie Wendell, 6 for Carly Niekamp, 5 for Grace Guggenbiller, 4 for Kenzie Garkey, 3 for Alexis Wendell, and 3 for Maddie Guggenbiller. And, Dave, you ready?
Yeah, I am ready. And I tell you what, for the Indians, they got to be thrilled coming out of here with a couple of victories over a couple of Redskin teams this weekend. And you know, and I don't know if we've ever went back-to-back against the Redskins like this on the same weekend. But it was a heck of a weekend. I would be thrilled to get one. We ended up with 2. Indians improved to 10-4 now on this season. Great victory here tonight. Indians led by Cale Rammel, 19 points. I had him for 11 rebounds, so Cale Rammel with a double-double. Owen Judy with 8 points, obviously fouled out late in the fourth quarter. Caleb Evers gets my game ball tonight. He came in, scored 6 points, had 4 rebounds. Everything in the second half for Caleb. He had a great weekend of basketball, 6 points last night. Daniel Patch had 5, Logan Homan with 4, Troy Homan with 3, Landon Post with 2, and who am I missing here?
Wyatt.
Wyatt Groby had 1.
Yep.
He made a free throw. Indians finished with 7 turnovers, so we had a great second half. Held on to the ball, super job on that end of the offensive end. We were 13-20 from the free throw line. We ended up, we out rebounded Fort Loramie 22-15. So back to back nights where we dominated the boards, and again we move on and go to 10-4 on the season. For Fort Loramie, they'll now drop to 9-7. They were led in scoring by Logan Eilerman, had 14. Caleb Maurer, another one of their kids that is solid, he ended up with 8. He had 6 in the first half, only had 2, and they were both free throws in the second half. Another kid that's tougher nails, Ty Ruhenkamp. We held him to 3 points, Rob, and hats off to the Fort Recovery defense on that. Aiden Werman had 6. Ryan Holscher had 5. They had 15 rebounds. They turned the ball over 5 times, 4 times in the second half. Only had 1 turnover in the first half. Pretty dang clean ball game for the Fort Loramie boys. They ended up 12 12 of 15 from the free throw line. And, you know, I think the biggest thing this weekend, Rob, was the Indian defense. It was solid last night. It was solid tonight. We held their leading scorers way below their average, and we made somebody else beat them, and they couldn't do it. So hats off to the Indians. Looks like Coach Melton's coming over. I will hand off my headphones to the young man and let you take care of this, Rob. I'm going to go watch the Packers, my friend.
Okay. Well, good luck tonight.
Good to see you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks. So Jim Melton, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, makes his way here to the microphone location. As, again, the Indians win tonight, final score of 48-43 over Fort Loramie. What a weekend for you. You have to be thrilled.
Yeah, we're thrilled. We were, you know, we talked about, you know, trying to get to 10 wins, and the guys worked hard all week, and they bought into our game plans, and just, you know, we're very excited right now. I'm very proud of, you know, not just my staff or the effort that they put in from a scouting perspective, but all the, you know, all the guys bought in. And, you know, our second group and our third group, they need to get some credit because they've prepared us all week, you know, trying to simulate the other team. You know, like there at the end, Wyatt Grover, I told him, you never know when your bell's going to get called. We may need you.
Yeah, you called him right off the bench, baby, and he had a hot spot to be in, too.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, we did a free throw a-thon as a fundraiser in the summer, and he hit 94 out of 100. He's an excellent free throw shooter. So we had, you know, that's just it. They know that we trust in them, and no matter what the situation is.
Caleb Evers, wow, what a second half for him.
He's really stepped up his game. I knew he just needed to get out of that football mode and get into basketball mode. We knew it'd take a little while, and he's there.
He got 5 big points for you when you really need him.
Rebounds, yeah. He's been playing really well. Guys, I would like to shout out, you know, to Landon Post and Logan Homan. Their name might not get in the paper in terms of scoring, but look what they did with that face garden tonight defensively. Landon had the toughest out, and Caleb Maurer, number 11, their best player, a really good player, you know, one of the best players in the Shelby County League, and Landon did a phenomenal job on him.
Yeah, he had 8 total points for the night, and I think he only had a couple in the second half.
That's under his average. He's their leading scorer.
Yeah, I think at least 14, so, hey, excellent job on him. And really, nobody else. Logan Eilerman maybe stuck through there and got 14 against you, but yeah, that was about the only one.
But, you know, and that's our game plan. We want one of their role players to step up and try to beat us. So, you know, we wanted to take their leading scorers out of the game and make the other guys beat us.
And free throws, we really did a pretty decent job there. And we could have done a little bit better maybe, but not too bad.
We did enough to win the game, and that's what matters.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
That was obviously their strategy when they got behind by 9 to try to get back in this thing.
Yeah, so they had to try to stretch the game out, foul, keep the clock stopped, and, you know, do what they had to do to get in the game.
Excellent play call you had there at the end to get Kale the ball.
Yeah.
And put him at the free throw line.
Yeah, we used the space on the floor to our advantage and cutting towards our inbounder. Typically that's wide open usually because it's tough to guard somebody from midcourt as they're flashing.
Well, 2 super wins, St. Henry and Fort Loramie on consecutive nights. And like you say, gets you to 10 wins on the year now.
Yeah, yeah. We're, you know, the quote on the board was be better today than we were yesterday. And I feel like we've done that.
Yep. Well, congratulations, Jim.
Thank you.
And good luck. Tri-Village, I guess, on Tuesday?
Tri-Village Tuesday.
That's a big challenge.
That's a big one. We look forward to every challenge.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Rob.
Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, as Fort Recovery wins tonight, again, over the Fort Loramie Redskins. And again, congratulations to all the folks who were honored tonight, the members, cheerleaders, players, coaches of that 1971 basketball team that won the state championship, coached by Al Souter. And a reminder that most of those people will be at the KFC this evening here after the game. If you'd like to go down and again have a conversation with a lot of them, most of those people will be there at the KFC this evening for a reception. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Again, congratulations to Fort Recovery Recovery. They knock off Fort Loramie 48-43. Once again, the Indians led by Cale Rammel with 19 and 8 points for Owen Judy, 6 for Caleb Evers. For our fine sponsors, for Dave Kalp, for Coach Jim Melton, and for our studio producers, that includes back at the radio station, Nate Chrisman and Neil Spencer here at the game site, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from the Fort Sight Fieldhouse.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.